Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Get this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. That's awesome news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called Jesus Emmanuel. This is from the recording called Carols Made New, which was produced for praisecharts.com by Brad Henderson. You can find all the charts for this amazing Christmas collection at praisecharts.com. And if you listen through to the end of today's podcast, I'll also tell you about a special gift I'm offering during the month of December to my podcast listeners. Now, back to the story behind this week's song, Jesus Emmanuel. I didn't write the date down that I wrote the song. I just remember it came to me either in the late 1980s or the early 1990s. My honest feeling is that it came in the late 1980s. Following is the brief explanation I wrote down at the time of the birth of this song. I wrote these words many years ago concerning today's song. Here's what I said. While I was still on staff at Western Hills Church in Oklahoma City, where so much of the birthing of my present-day ministry took place, this song was born as a simple chorus during a time of private prayer. I remember first using it to lead in worship while in morning prayer, and I recall how people easily latched onto the simple melody and harmonies. This is simply an old Dennis Jernigan hymn, complete with two new verses added. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 in the New American Standard Bible, the birth of Jesus was prophesied, saying this, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and she will name him Emmanuel." Emmanuel literally means God with us. Let's take the next few minutes to allow him to do just that. Be with us.
Jesus Emmanuel, oh, come to us in love. Jesus Emmanuel, oh, fill us with your love. Jesus Emmanuel, oh, come to us in love. Jesus Emmanuel, oh, fill us with your love. We come by the blood that can wash and redeem, proclaiming the of Jesus, our King. Jesus Emmanuel, oh, come to us in love. Jesus Emmanuel, oh, fill us with your love. We come and we bow. Meet us right where we are. King of all kings and the King. Jesus, Emmanuel, oh, come to us in love. Jesus, Emmanuel, oh, fill us with your love, for you are the Lord, you are Savior and King, the God of the universe, living in me. Jesus, Emmanuel, oh, come to us in love. Jesus, Emmanuel, oh, fill us with your love. Jesus, Emmanuel, oh, come to us in love. Jesus, Emmanuel, oh, fill us with your love.
Hallelujah. That's all I can say to that. The God of the universe lives in me, is with me. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 through 27, Paul the Apostle wrote this, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am supplementing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions in behalf of his body, which is the church. I was made a minister of this church according to the commission from God granted to me for your benefit, so that I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God, that is, the mystery which had been hidden from the past ages and generations, but now has been revealed to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what the wealth of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles is, the mystery that is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Think about what that means. The great mystery of God is made simple in that phrase that sums up the meaning of the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let's celebrate the reality of Christ being with us and living his life through us by proclaiming the words of this song over the coming days. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is God with us. Merry, Merry Christmas. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Now, remember that special offer I told you about earlier? All those who are members of my Patreon team are receiving a collection of Christmas songs called Christmas Piano Volume 1. This is a 12-song collection of peaceful, meditative, instrumental versions of some of my favorite Christmas songs, me playing them on the piano. If you are not a Patreon team member, you can become a team member at any level of support and receive the 12-song recording, along with a free ebook called Victim to Victor, daily devotions in your email, and a brand new song each and every month. Just go to patreon.com/DennisJernigan anytime during the month of December and get your digital copy of Christmas Piano Volume 1. That's patreon.com/DennisJernigan. There's one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship at All in All Church. Just go to facebook.com/official.DennisJernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.DennisJernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with an All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon. They make great Christmas gifts, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, my latest book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers. I have several children's books, several devotional books, and even a novel called The Short Life on Amazon.com. Go ahead and check them out for me when you get a chance. I've said a lot today, but I've loved today's podcast because I love the song Jesus Emmanuel. And I want to thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Jesus Emmanuel, from the recording Carols Made New, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Carols Made New was produced by Praise Charts, for Praise Charts, by the amazing Brad Henderson. You can find all his charts for this refreshing Christmas collection at praisecharts.com. Now remember this, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are. And by the way, Merry Christmas.